Lawrence Bross was director of the SIPA gallery when federal investigators began to look at his computer history. German child porn probers had given U.S. investigators his computer email address as the recipient of child porn. The probe, the investigation, the criminal process went from 2006 to yesterday when he was sentenced for transporting child porn, a much lesser charge than the original of possessing child porn. Defense lawyer Paul Cambria says computer forensics experts say the relatively small number of porn images was embedded in emails.
You never know how many are going to come through in one of these emails. And we had a case recently where images were deposited on a computer with through a so-called Trojan horse. In other words, you would think that you're downloading one thing and then it turns out to be something else. So it's a very dangerous area.
Dozens of local cultural leaders were in Chief Federal District Judge William Scretney's courtroom for the sentencing. Bros is very well regarded as a filmmaker who has probed the limits of gay male erotica. He started to rebuild his life with a teaching position and successful completion of alcohol treatment while facing alcohol testing and computer monitoring in the future. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.